stock market
all-time high.
Hold on tight.
Historic nosedive.
To your money.
Armageddon and the end of the world.
Markets and breaking news all day.
See many more days like this one.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
On the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. And Dr. Heidi Meyer, welcome, Superintendent of Public Schools, Marion County.
Good morning. Thanks for the intro music.
Well, that was your idea.
I know, yeah.
Because I had forgotten. Yes. This is the anniversary, 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Early morning, April 4th. Shot rings out in the Memphis sky, yes.
It's weird, you have an Irish rock band that... Yeah. Sings about an American event. Well, it shows how huge the event was.
Mm. Exactly. 50 years ago today.
Impact. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was just a wee baby. Just a wee baby back then.
Aww.
I don't even think you were born yet, were you?
5 days till I was born.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness. So
happy almost birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's coming up.
50. Woo!
Huge.
Yes.
Huge birthday. It's all over after that. So I give you something to look forward to.
This is Bob's encouragement ministry.
Over. Yeah, it's just 50 is like the new 12.
It's like the new 30.
Oh, for me, it was.
I was going to say, I'm looking at Bob going, on a daily basis.
Liberating.
Yeah. 12,
All right. Hey, we got serious business to take care of.
I
said you were
going to
be on
about.
The hot seat. So here, let's go. You said something crazy here. Differences of opinion make us diverse.
Absolutely.
How dare you?
I know, it's radical.
Only skin color makes people diverse. Well, maybe religion too, but differences of opinion? That's radical.
Well, April 20th, we are having a day to celebrate civics and engagement in the Bill of Rights. Planned walkouts across the country for that day to honor the victims of the Parkland shooting. The other two walkouts, one was a Saturday, one was over our spring break. But I have to emphasize, this is not a walkout.
It is not. Marion County don't play that way.
Well, no. Our students are not leaving campus. The safety of our students is first. So our students are on campus, and students for about a month now have been talking with principals and the principals are guiding the students with their ideas. This is student-led. We were quite clear to principals and teachers they are not to encourage or discourage student participation. So students will be able to celebrate the Bill of Rights, because even as adults, it's really hard for us to wrap our heads around what was happening when our forefathers were writing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But for a young person to be able to wrap their head around, like the Third Amendment, why do we have to say that a soldier can't sleep on my couch if they want? I mean, seriously.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, it'll bring it to a life for them.
Right. And we expect these kids, when they're 18, to go out and vote and be responsible citizens, but we haven't given them active hands-on opportunities to develop those citizenship skills.
Where do these rights come from?
They come from God.
Wow.
Our rights,
it was nice working with you.
What a radical.
How outrageous.
Crazy woman.
You know you can't speak the truth.
No, our rights come from God, and it's only when humans interpret them that things get messed up.
This is crazy talk, and are the students going to be allowed to say such things? And the next thing you know, you're going to tell me you're going to celebrate the National Day of Prayer.
Well, actually, we are. Hold that thought.
What?
But go back to April 20th, because again, and this is student-led, and it will be based on what the students at the high schools want to share, because one high school, like our North Marion High School, is going to have differences of opinion than Forest High School, which is more in town. So for us to cookie cutter what these students can think or do.
What's wrong with the townies? They're a little bit lefty. Some of them had some influences there.
I didn't say that. I said that they...
I did.
Depending on what... Our county is the size of Rhode Island, so we're not a cookie-cutter county, so we have to respect that. But this will be respectful. We will be following the code of conduct. But again, it is a great opportunity for our students to have hands-on practice with responsible citizenship. And then, yes, National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, and that's coming up on May the 3rd, and that begins at 8 a.m.
on the square downtown Ocala, and we will be there at 2 p.m.
All right. So what day does that fall on?
It's a day of the week. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think Thursday? Right. Yes, it's a Thursday, because we have a board work session that day, yes.
School security and Florida budget.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you're going to have school resource officers at every school now. Is that part of the plan?
Well, that's what the law, it was a bill, now a law, mm-hmm. says, and that is my goal. Before we even move into thinking about the Guardian program, mm-hmm. we have to have those SROs at every school.
So the Guardian thing, decisions on that, still on hold? You haven't said yes or no yet?
We still are in discussions with the sheriff and with county commissioner, but the sheriff and I must work very closely on that.
Mm-hmm. Who ultimately has to say, though? The board? The school board?
School board and superintendent.
Okay, together.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So you're still working out whether, you know, what the thoughts are on that and
right.
how you would do
right.
that.
Right, okay. But I need to be very clear for our constituency that the sheriff and I have a great working relationship, as does Chief Graham from the OPD. So we've got a great working relationship, and we are going to take care of these kids together.
Well, Sheriff Billy Wood said he's, you know, good to go if you decide to do the training thing.
Understood,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep,
the Guardian
absolutely.
Thing. Yeah, you probably knew that. But I don't know if all the constituents know that.
They do now, thanks to you guys. Thanks, Bob.
That's what we're here. That's what we're here for.
Yay.
Who's going to drive the bus, Gus? I had to work it into a song for you. Bus driver shortage.
We do. We have one. But you know what? Here in Marion County, well, there in Marion County, we take care of our bus drivers like we take care of all our employees. Our starting wage is $14.65, which is higher than surrounding counties. And this past year, we actually equalized the pay scale. So it pays to come to work for us because in the long term, it's a great career. And you do make a great salary. So.
That's fantastic. And people, sometimes they don't realize how much it costs just to run the transportation side of things. We're going to talk a little bit about that and all these other great things that are going on in Marion County Schools. As we continue our conversation that we're having with Dr. Heidi Meyer of the Marion County School. She's the superintendent. It's 7:46. Hang on. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. 7:52 on the Bob Rose Show. Dr. Heidi Meyer, she is the superintendent of public schools for Marion County, and we're happy to have her in the studio this morning. Let's pick it back up again. Bus driver shortage, mm-hmm. but you folks are paying almost $15 an hour, plus there's some bennies too, right?
Right, right. So we cover full health insurance and the physical. We take care of the CDL, and we guarantee 6 hours a day. So that's like $87, almost $88 a day, plus the extra hours that you get paid while you're training. So it's a great opportunity for a career with Marion County Public Schools. You know, we have 276 buses on the road every day, and we transport over 26,000 kids. So it's we value our bus drivers. They are our first line of defense for many things, and they're awesome people. So come on down to Marion County.
$14,000 a day in fuel. And that's not your fault. That's Marion County. It's the size of Rhode Island, as you'd mentioned
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
$21 million annual transportation
mm-hmm.
budget.
Mm-hmm.
84th largest school bus fleet in the U.S.
Yes.
of A. All right. So let's go to a four-day school day. You have a whole day where you're not running buses. You don't need bus drivers. You're going to save all that fuel.
Okay.
Let's do it. Look, you've got a lot of four-day weeks anyway. You've got a lot of Mondays off. Let's just take every Monday off, and the teachers can give out assignments on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So the work can still be done and achieved, and maybe you can't do it for every grade level, but certainly. And why aren't we doing this? I mean, we talk about let's be cutting edge. Let's use the internet. Let's use computers. And then here we are, still same old 5 days a week school day. Come on.
Well, I think that's an idea to definitely investigate.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. I know there'll be resistance. There's going to be resistance to any kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature, as you know, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But we can certainly
we
got to
start thinking out of the box.
I know. That would be novel for us in Marion County.
Bob should run for the school board.
No, I don't go to meetings.
That's the problem with me
holding positions. I don't do meetings.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
I do them right here, 4 hours a day is my meeting.
There you go.
Testing now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be tested. Oh, my gosh. I remember they're making a big deal about this. We're going to cage the cat. It's the F cat. It's this cat.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think you actually, not you, school in general, stressing the kids out, talking about, I didn't want to hear about tests when I was younger. Just spring it on me. But now you got to be all prepared. What do we need to be prepared for?
Well, I think our teachers prepare our kids every day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, and that's what I shared with our teachers and our principals last week, is that I'm excited about this FSA, the Florida Standards Assessment season, because this is the opportunity for our kids to show what they know, for our teachers to simply sit back, allow these kids to shine and know that they have done a great job. So we're good. We're good in Marion County.
And state graded to determine school grades?
Mm-hmm. They're going to be late this year, though, because of the testing window. So we won't get grades till late June, but we're projecting some.
How can you go to summer school if you don't get that information until then? Don't some kids have to go to...
Yes, and our goal, of course, is very limited number of summer school kids, but we will be able to predict. We'll have a good prediction here in the next few weeks, month.
And then you got a teacher job fair coming up Saturday, yes. May the 5th.
Yes, our theme for next school year is Don't Stop Believing. So we are going to have a teacher job fair on Saturday, May 5th, yes.
You're going to have Steve Perry out there and a little Journey music playing?
Well,
isn't that the song?
Our curriculum department will be lining Fort King Street. Yes, with the guitars. Absolutely.
For real? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't stop believing.
Have
you highest teacher
yes.
salary. You got a high, you're not paying people $63,000 a year, are you?
On the higher end of the salary scale, yes. And with experience. Mm-hmm.
That's huge. We got to run. Dr. Heidi Meyer, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.